No, I heard it.
I was dogging Wally, and he deserves it because he stinks at picking games. Let me just say this for the
record. Maybe that's why you're so bad.
Well,
I'm like, I have been bad this year.
What I did, I went out on a few limbs. I picked Miami. They led the entire game except the part that mattered at the end.
Should have won it.
True.
I picked LSU because I'm an idiot.
True.
I did a few other things that were a little bit questionable. No, I didn't.
That's what bit you on that one.
But I wanted to be wrong. I really did. I wanted to be wrong, Kevin.
He said it in a very soft
voice. So it's kind of you're hedging your bet on that one.
Yeah, like this week when I pick Ole Miss,
yeah.
I want to be wrong again.
Right.
If I pick Ole Miss. Here we go. Last night, only Wally and I can disparage Wally all I want, but he was one of only two people to pick K-State, and only one person picked Texas State to win at home last night against Arkansas State.
You did, huh, Pigskin?
Yes, Pigskin. Don't break your arm patting yourself on the back, but well done. I'm about to give you your cutters.
The first time in 10 years I was right on an Arkansas State pick.
That's true. They've been a bit of a bugaboo.
They've killed me. Missouri is the new Arkansas State for me.
They are.
They're horrible.
I'm sure they'll screw you this week, too.
Yes.
So what games do we have?
Say, big boy.
Some good ones.
The game there are not as many big high-profile games this week. There's some really good games.
Yeah.
Got a couple in the Pac-12. Let's start there. Arizona on the road. Utah has been very good all year, and they have been especially good at home this year. And they are hosting Arizona, the Utes. What's a Ute? They are a 4-point home favorite against an Arizona team that was getting all kinds of great pub early in the year, but they've sort of leveled out. I wouldn't say that they've fallen off, but they've leveled out to some degree.
Yeah, they have.
Good last second field goal.
You've got to go with the Utes here, right?
Yeah, I'm taking the Utes.
You got to.
Yeah.
They've had some injuries at running back, has Arizona. That's the problem. But they are 8-2. Versus 74. I'm telling you, it's a Utah offense that is very pedestrian, and by that I mean they're like 100th in the country in passing. Meanwhile, Arizona's got a pretty good air attack. 14th in the country in passing. They're 25th in points scored. They are coming off two straight victories. One, an 18-point drubbing of a Colorado team that's improved, and a 1-point victory at home against Washington.
They were lucky to win that.
Yes, well, Utah's been lucky to win some games, too.
True.
They did help me against USC earlier in the season, a game they probably didn't deserve, but won by 3. Unfortunately, now they've lost 2 out of 3 to Arizona State in overtime, to Oregon 51-27. That was a home game for Utah, so the home impact did not help them there. Yeah. And then Stanford, they beat in double overtime last week, a game that hosed me. I picked Stanford to win that one like
me
an
too.
Idiot. So, all that being said, we're picking Utah?
Utah.
What do you say there, K-Dub?
I like Arizona.
You do?
Oh,
I do like Arizona.
Tell me why.
Rod fan.
Tell me why.
I don't know. I've always liked Arizona.
I do, too.
Bear down.
I think they'll beat them.
Their quarterback is thrown.
That's all I need to hear,
for over 3,000 yards.
Bet it.
Over 3,000 yards and has thrown 25 touchdowns this year and 7 interceptions. So,
hey, what if Rich Rod gets the Florida gig and gets all that recruiting talent in Florida?
That'd be a great hire, I think.
He would dominate.
Yeah, he would.
I would hire him in a minute if I'm Foley.
All right, you're going out on Rich Rod Island.
My question with Rich Rod, though, does he have the chops for it? Because clearly at Michigan, I mean, the guy was crying every other press conference.
He was, but he had a bunch of people against him, didn't have a defense. At Florida, they always have a defense.
I know. Yeah. Dude, I'm just saying, once he gets criticized heavily,
he's got
to stop crying.
He's got kind of a thin skin.
You think Muschamp's gone for sure?
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, they already announced it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did. They shouldn't have probably announced
that's what
it.
I was thinking.
I know, it was a lame duck. It's going to be weird when he beats Florida State at the end of the season. It's going to be awkward.
Gator.
We know for sure he's going to win this week because they're
what's
playing like
record?
Eastern Kentucky, 500.
Yeah.
Or no, they're 6 wins already?
6 wins, yeah.
I think 6 win this weekend maybe. But anyway, they're going to a bowl
and they
game.
Announced
they're playing
it.
Eastern
gone.
Kentucky, I think, aren't they, this weekend?
Speaking of 500, Arkansas is 500. Tennessee is 500. Tennessee this weekend is hosting Missouri, the number 20 team in America, and a team that controls its own destiny for a chance to go back to the did they go to the SEC title game last year?
Yes.
Missouri?
Yes.
Yeah, they beat they lost Auburn. Yeah.
Still hard to hard
they
to
could have went to no.
My mind won't even go there. Missouri on the road, 8-2, 5-1 in the SEC again this year. Gary Pinkel for all the abuse. He's doing a pretty good job. Yep. Tennessee's a 3.5-point home favorite though. And if Rich Rod does end up in Florida, Butch Jones, a guy he's gonna have to deal for a long, long time. What do we think about the up and down, hot and cold Missouri Tigers?
Missouri.
Okay. PB?
Give me a little bit of background on what Tennessee's been doing.
Tennessee lately.
Beat South Carolina.
Yeah.
Did do that.
Yeah.
They have lost 2 out of their last 4 games, but they've won 2 in a row. Beat South Carolina, then they destroyed a solid Kentucky team, 50-16. It was a home game.
This is, if Tennessee is trending upwards where they need to be, this has got to be a game that they have to win, right? I mean, you've got to be able to.
Like Arkansas last week.
Exactly.
Got to win that.
Yeah, and Tennessee's trying to get to a bowl game. Now, they do have a gimme next week against Vanderbilt. All due respect, Vanderbilt.
That's a gimme.
So they're going to a bowl game.
What about Matty Mock? How did he play last week?
Matty Mock has really stunk it up. Let's not kid ourselves. He has been pretty atrocious this year. He has thrown for 1,784 yards. I know running backs who have more passing yards this year.
About half what he had last year, wasn't
it? Well, no DGB. This just in, if you don't have a great receiver, it's hard. Yeah. He's been sacked 15 times. He's thrown 10 interceptions, and he has 19 touchdowns. Last year, for example, he played much less, of course, but he threw 11 touchdowns versus 19 this year and threw two picks versus 10 this year.
You know what's still sticking in my craw? Other than the usual stuff.
The Moes and the Apple.
Is Tennessee couldn't beat Florida. What was the score, like 10-9? I mean, when I go back to that game, it's just so bad.
Missouri beat Florida.
How about Florida beating Georgia? I still don't understand.
That's the biggest weirdo of all time. Florida, they beat Florida 42-13, Missouri did. This is the last four games. Vanderbilt 24-14, Kentucky 20-10, A&M 34-27 last week in front of the 12th man and God and everybody. I'm taking Missouri this week. I think they go to Tennessee and get it done, but I don't feel good about it at all. Pigskin's taking.
I got Tennessee.
You're going Butch.
If they're in Columbia, I think they win, but I think Tennessee's got more speed. I think the home field, all that ugly orange.
I just think that the
Missouri's
that
living on
gone,
borrowed time. I mean, they keep getting lucky and winning, and they shouldn't.
I would definitely, no question, take Tennessee. It's just that Florida game that concerns me, but I'll go with the Volunteers.
They only have one bad loss this year.
Missouri is really opportunistic.
Wasn't that at Tennessee, though?
No, Missouri's one bad loss this year is...
Oh, Georgia.
No. Indiana.
Oh,
well, yeah. I mean, they got beat by a Georgia team that's hot and cold, too. But when Georgia's good, they can beat anybody. The fact they got shut out was embarrassing.
They lost at home to Indiana.
You know what? I'm flipping over. I lied. I'm going to Tennessee.
Well, Tennessee's going to win.
Oh, you got that in just under the buzzer,
man. I'm flipping to Tennessee. You know what? I don't believe in Matty Mock. I don't believe in them as a road team. I do believe in the new quarterback at Tennessee. He has made them better.
Yeah. If they're going to be the team that Matty Mock,
you
were at
suck.
The end of the year, Tennessee's got to win this.
Dobbs
game.
Is the guy. Dobbs is the guy.
All right, what's the next one?
What do you got?
He picked Tennessee.
Okay, then I'm definitely going back to Missouri. I gotta go. I gotta do something to pick up the game. This is a flip of coin. I'm going the other way. Back to Missouri. I'm as wishy-washy as these teams are. I'm as up and down as these teams.
You're a sick
All right,
animal.
The battle for L.A. Loser gets to move out of town. Lucky you.
Huh.
You know what? You can win for losing. USC, UCLA. UCLA's at home. They are a 3.5-point home favorite. Pigskin, talk to me.
Here's my favorite thing about this game. Both teams are going to wear their home uniforms.
I like that.
I think it's really cool.
The red and the blue?
Yeah, the red and the blue out there. Damn. None of that white road nonsense. USC's offense is picking up. I think their quarterback, Kessler, one of the more underrated signal callers. I think Hundley for UCLA is one of the more overrated quarterbacks. I don't think he's that good. I think USC wins a close one.
Pixie likes USC. What say you, Pat Bradley?
I just think that USC holds a mental beatdown. They just have that mental advantage over UCLA.
They're
always
in their heads.
Have, always will. Yeah. They're in their heads. They're the second-class citizen to USC. That freaks with a lot of people, my man.
Let me tell you this.
Trojans!
The tougher coach coaches for UCLA, although I think Sarkisian's a great coach. The better defense...
Coaches for who?
...plays in blue.
Come on, do it, man.
I'm with you. I mean, Hundley's overrated. There's no doubt.
He's not.
Well, then what are you going to do?
They have a 1,000-yard rusher, and Hundley's also a dual threat. And he's healthy again. They're playing better in recent weeks.
They're at home.
They've won four games in a row. They're at home. They played with Oregon okay. They lost a heartbreaker at Utah prior to that. I'm going Bruins.
Bruins.
I'm all Bears all the time. You know me.
You're a bear down kind of guy.
UCA Bears, UCLA Bears. It don't matter to me, babe. Go Bear, go Bear, go Bear, or go home. All right, I'm going UCLA.
Okay.
All right.
Separation.
Pat,
He's got USC.
You going Catholics or motorcycles this weekend? Notre Dame hosting Louisville. What's it going to be? Can you ride
what time
your,
is the
Catholics or choppers?
What time is the game?
Is it true that Bobby Petrino sent a note to the sports information director at Notre Dame and asked, can I park my hog next to Touchdown Jesus?
What time's the game? Can I get confirmation that place?
I can look through
matter?
My
afternoon.
To him, it
I
does.
I think it's afternoon.
Well, because I know how Coach Petrino's personality is.
Touchdown Jesus got to go 9-9 early? I mean, what's the deal?
Well, I just know how it is can get down in South Bend, depending on the time of day and how Coach Petrino
Can you imagine how red his red face is going to be this weekend in the cold South Bend, Indiana?
It'll be a red, red face.
The Notre Dame team is going to be so eager to take out their frustrations after Kelly has screamed at them all week for losing to Northwestern that I think Notre Dame unloads on Petrino.
Yeah, you want to talk about red face. Yes. Red face Brian Kelly.
2:30. All the good games at 2:30 this weekend. A couple 7-3 teams facing off.
Although he may be distracted because he's in negotiations with Florida right now to take over that head coach.
Petrino or Kelly?
I don't see Kelly.
I think the winner of this game gets the Florida job.
Oh, I like it.
How about that? Petrino's got a shot.
Rich Rod would be a better fit than both.
I agree. NC State, they knocked off 30-18. They lost after taking the big lead against Florida State. They beat Boston College like a drum, 38-19, and now they get Notre Dame, a team that of late has done this. Lost to Arizona State by 24. Lost to frickin' Northwestern. I say Cardinals... fly in, steal touchdown, Jesus, and win the game.
No.
I'm going Big Lou. Welcome to the ACC, Notre Dame.
Everett Golson is playing, right? I know
these are the two ACC newbies. Two ACC newbies. Yeah.
I'm taking Notre Dame.
I think Louisville's defense is a little bit better. They win a low-scoring ball game. All right, Pigskin, you like?
Notre Dame.
Got to go to Notre Dame.
Yeah. Okay, fine. And last but not least, guys, Ole Miss. Travels to Arkansas this weekend. We've given you numbers. We've given you gut feelings. We mentioned Martrell Spate. This weekend, 20 seniors honored in Fayetteville. They are also going to honor Garrett Ekman, young man who was passed away shortly after Arkansas was at its basically peak under Petrino. It's a very sad story.
Gone too soon for that young man.
No question. Absolutely. Great individual, and a lot of good has come since then. Fortunately, I know the foundation has done some good work since then. So, anyway, all that being said, it's going to be an emotional, tough day for his family. It's going to be an emotional day on the hill for those seniors. And it's going to be an opportunity for Arkansas to become bowl eligible. All that being said, Pigskin, what happens this weekend?
I think Martrell Spate takes his helmet and puts it in Bo Wallace's sternum. And I think the game turns on that play. And Bo goes all in the fetal position, and Arkansas rolls by two touchdowns.
Well, because it's catch-up time and I'm running out of weeks, I'm just going the opposite of whatever Pat Bradley says.
All right, give me some information on this game.
Buddy, I've given you information for 3 days in a row. I'm out of stuff. I got nothing left. I got everything. You got all I know.
Here's what you need to know, PB. Laquon Treadwell, who could absolutely wear Arkansas' secondary out, is hurt. I don't think they have anybody else out there. It's really going to
hurt.
Safest
bet this weekend, Treadwell has no catches.
That I would go with. Catch. Hogs are going to win.
Catch
this.
A cold.
Hogs are going to win this game.
All right, I'll go the Hogs.
Got to go the Hogs.
All right, then I got to go Ole Miss.
Got to go Ole Miss.
All right. Yeah, anti Pat Bradley pick, just like the Notre Dame Louisville game.
He's just positioning.
So one, two, three, four. We are opposite sides five times this weekend. One of which I already won. Go Wildcats! Thank you very much. Knocking off West Virginia.